But as promised, we're joined right now by the manager of the Cleveland Indians. He is a two-time World Series champion, a two-time AL Manager of the Year, more than 1,500 career wins, led Cleveland to back-to-back divisional titles. The Indians have a 7.5-game lead in the AL Central. New York is at Cleveland tonight, 7:10 p.m. Eastern. Indians manager Terry Francona is my guest. Terry, it is great to have you back. How are you?
Good, Jim. How are you?
Terry, I'm so great. It's so good to hear your voice. Nice to have you
back.
Thank
you.
Let me jump right into it. Last night, you had Corey Kluber going up against Luis Severino, and you said it's the kind of game that if you were not managing, you would pay to watch. You didn't get the result maybe that you would have liked, but how did you make, or what did you make of how your guys hit against Severino?
I thought we did a great job against Severino. I mean, we got him out after five innings, and, you know, we had really good at-bats. We put some runs up. We got his pitch count up. Against most teams, that would be a good thing. When the Yankees go to their bullpen, it's kind of like careful what you wish for. You know, they brought in four guys that just, you know, starting with Warren and then Robertson, Betances, and Chapman. And, I mean, they're as good as it gets. And, again, it doesn't mean you can't win, but it gets awfully hard.
You know, Terry, there are so many guys also that I'd want to talk to you about in your lineup, but I got to pick my spots. So let me start with Francisco Lindor. He leads the AL in runs. He's top 10 in home runs, RBI, slugging percentage, OPS. And it seems like every time you and I talk, I feel like I ask you, how high is his ceiling? But he keeps getting better and better and better. How do you explain that?
Well, one of the reasons is he aspires to be great. And so, again, with the talent he has, and then you start to get maturity, you start to understand, you know, the league, what they're trying to do against you. You know, it's not just your talent, but it's your brains and your baseball acumen and things like that. This kid's pretty special. I mean, we're lucky in a lot of ways. I mean, we got him and we got Ramirez right next to him. They're both still really young, but they're getting better right in front of our eyes. And neither one's complacent where they just are. You know, okay with being good. They want to be great. And, man, are we lucky.
Indians manager Terry Francona joining us here in the jungle. You know, Terry, you've got Michael Brantley as well, who, of course, battled injuries in 2016 and 2017, but he came back this year to be named to the All-Star team. Those last 2 years had to be pretty miserable for him. So how proud are you to see him battle back the way he has and make it back to an All-Star game?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because the last couple of years, like even when we were in the World Series, I'd see Brant back in the training room every day. He never missed a day. And, you know, right when everybody, you know, the spotlight's bright and everybody's having fun, he's in the back room working. That's part of why we picked up his option. And I know a lot of people thought we were crazy to do it. But to watch him overcome what he did and then to be an All-Star, I grabbed him the other night and I said, Junior, I said, you take a minute and you enjoy this. I said, because this is pretty damn special. And even just watching him play now in the regular season, you can tell how much he appreciates it.
No doubt. Terry Francona joining us. Now, Terry, I've got to ask you. I have to ask you about Shane Bieber, who's going tonight against the Yankees because I'm a proud UC Santa Barbara gaucho.
I know you are. I was waiting for that one.
Yeah, you know it. I had to stay within myself and stay on my shoes not to lead with it. Skip. But, you know, Andrew Checkets to me is a great coach. He's done a great job there. I know Bieber's really happy about having to play for him. There's no way I don't bring this up. What do you make of what you've gotten from the rookie this year? He's looked great for you.
Not just because he's from Santa Barbara. Jim, this kid's awesome. He is so far beyond his years or beyond his experience level. I mean, this kid, I think the best way I can sum him up is we make an error, he gets a double play. You know, there's a bloop, a couple bloops, he gets a strikeout. He seems to make his best pitch when the game's on the line. And for a kid that's got five or six major league starts, that's pretty incredible. And, again, I fall back on the thing, I think we're pretty lucky. We're pretty fortunate because he is a keeper. He just, I mean, humble, my goodness sakes. I don't know if they all come out like that from Santa Barbara, but if they do, we'll take more of them because this kid is so special.
They do. I'm like that. They're like that. Hey, listen, Terry, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. Coming from you, that is such exceptional praise. I'm thrilled to hear that. And, of course, no, not everybody's like that. Now, there's a lot of attention being paid to the Red Sox and the Yankees and, of course, the defending champion Astros, but you've got a really healthy lead in your division. Maybe your bullpen maybe is not exactly where you want it, at least not right now. But when you look at your roster, what kind of thoughts do you have? Does it feel like a group that can make some noise in the postseason?
Well, you know what? I mean, your point's valid, everything you just said. You know, we have a decent lead. We're not playing where we want to by any means. Our bullpen has had its ups and downs. It's the first time since I've been here, you know, our bullpen has always been a huge weapon. And we've had our hiccups this year. And that's not to blame anybody. That's just kind of the way it is. So, you know, we're going to get Andrew Miller back at some point. We're trying to do it right. So when we get him back, one, we can be fair to him, but that he can also carry the load that, you know, once we get him on a run, we've all seen what he can do. So that's huge. Then if we can pick up somebody at the deadline, all of a sudden, you know, we might not be a 102-win team, but if we can get to the end of the year and be healthy and be in the playoffs, give ourselves a chance. That's kind of all you can hope for. I mean, you're right. I mean, the teams, like, you know, we're playing the Yankees right now. They're good, and they're deep, and they got a lot of ways to beat you. And we haven't even seen the Red Sox yet. We played Houston. We saw how good they are. But you just want to give yourself a chance.
Terry Francona, you certainly have that. And, Terry, you're never going to make it about you, but I'm going to try to get you to make it about you for a minute because you won your 1,500th game earlier this season. I think the standard response is, and it's true, you don't win that many games unless you have great, great players. However, that's a big number, Terry. That's a really, really big number. Can you tell me what the number represents to you?
Honestly, it means that a couple things. One, I'm getting old, and I certainly feel that. And two, just the plain old truth is I got lucky. I got really fortunate. I got put in positions where the one thing I'll brag about is I think I set the record for being around good people. Everywhere I go, I run into good people. And when I went to Boston, my goodness sakes, I mean, it was a team that was ready to win. And then I come here and I'm with people that I care about and I trust and people that have made me better. I'm just a baseball lifer. And I know that. And I've been around some extraordinary players and people, and I know I'm fortunate. And that's how I feel.
You know, Terry, and I appreciate that. You're talking about all the good people you've been around, but there's a lot of good people that have been around you that are talking about you. For instance, I've been talking to managers all around baseball, and your name continues to come up, whether it's from Alex Cora or Torrey Lovello, the list goes on. Again, I know you're not going to make it about you, but what's it mean to you to look around Major League Baseball and see the kind of impact you've had on so many guys and so many quality people?
Well, I get proud for that. I mean, I do. I mean, I think... You know, I think when you become a manager, you can do a couple things. You can hire people that are either going to tell you how good you are, or you're going to hire people that can make you better. Guys like Mickey Callaway, Kevin Cash, you know, the guys that have moved on. And so for that, you know, I'm proud of those guys. But I'm also, I think, confident enough that we don't have to have people that just tell me, oh, man, you're good. You know, Milty sits in the dugout every night, and we go back and forth, and we have some amazingly honest conversations. And it's helpful because, like I said, it doesn't help for somebody just to defer all the time. They got to keep you honest and keep you going, and we have that, and I'm proud of that.
Is that true, Terry? You don't want somebody to tell you what they think you want to hear. You want somebody to tell you what you need
exactly.
to hear.
Exactly. And Milty does that. I had DeMarlo Hale before. I mean, I've been lucky. We got guys, you know, we try to surround ourselves with good people, and I think I've surrounded myself with great people. I think I've been more fortunate than most.
Terry Francona, my guest for another moment or so. Terry, when you mentioned you're a lifer in the game, it's so true. And in February, your father, Tito, who was beloved in the game, passed away. Earlier this year, there was a story that Tigers broadcaster Jim Price gave you a glove from back in the day that was signed by your father. What did that gift mean to you?
Well, it was hard not to start crying. I mean, I didn't want to make myself be a big baby in front of, because Al Kaline was there too. But the fact that somebody cared enough to give me that glove. I mean, yesterday, Bob Costas had our game yesterday, and he brought in a card of my dad when he was with the Chicago White Sox. The fact that Bob took the time to do that, you know, I think speaks volumes, not just about Bob, But like you said, my dad used the word beloved. I've never heard anybody say something remotely negative about my dad. And this game's a small world, man. Everybody knows everybody. And that makes me feel so good that because I know how lucky I am. I mean, I had two of the best parents ever. I mean, it wasn't until I got up and grew up and got out of the house did I realize that it's not like that everywhere and that people don't always respect other people for maybe their skin color or something else. I never had that growing up. You better be respectful of people or you're going to get your ass beat.
Mm. Hey, Terry, you know what? It's funny you say that because not that part, but the part about your father, because for instance, there's nothing funny about getting your ass beat, but the thing about your father, like I personally went into the family business when I got out of radio, just momentarily out of college, and my old man fired me, by the way, because business is business. But before he did, I would go around and everybody in the industry, like your industry, was saying, well, your old man's something else. We love your old man. We respect your old man. How much does it mean to you to hear that about your dad? I got such a kick out of that. He and I would knock heads on everything, but I got such a kick out of the respect that he got from other people in his business.
That, Romy, you just said, that's how I feel. I mean, you know, I walk into a ballpark 30 years later and you see the guys that work in the clubhouse or the guys that take tickets, and they make a point of coming down and telling me something about my dad, how my dad treated them with so much respect. Or when I talk to guys like Dusty Baker that tell me that back in a time when it wasn't all that fashionable to not only look out for rookies, but maybe rookies of a different color. And they say how my dad treated them, Felipe Alou, Hank Aaron. I mean, oh, my goodness, it makes me melt.
God, this is such great stories. Terry Francona, two-time World Series champion, two-time Yale Manager of the Year. Terry, you are one of the kind, man. I appreciate you so much. I always look forward to our conversations. I always appreciate our relationship. And it's so nice to have you back on, Terry. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, man. Take care of yourself. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
You too, Skip. Thanks so much. You're the best. Terry Francona, I don't play favorites. Man, I say it all the time. I don't play favorites. He's one of my favorites. Everybody loves Terry Francona. What a great manager. What a great guy. What a great, great man.